NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit, credit to the people.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota Closet System that maximizes your space and matches your style. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Ger Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We have a few topics to cover. One is static cameras being installed on particular roads being trialled. What do they do?
Yes, so these are being tried. They're being installed on the N17 in Mayo and N59 in Galway. And now commissioning, what the guards are saying is commissioning, testing and validation of these will commence, and it will continue for a number of weeks. And then there'll be advance notification as to when enforcement will actually start. But basically, a static safety camera is in one location and it measures the motorist speed at that particular point. Now, the very same as if you're caught exceeding the speed limit and with a GoSafe van or with a static safety, with a static camera, it's the same. It's a fixed penalty notice. You'll get three penalties. Points and a charge and a fine of 160.
Now, the advantage is, of course, you don't have to have a guard crouching in the undergrowth, putting himself or herself in danger, nor do you have to find a parking spot for your GoSafe van. You can literally have a pole with one of these cameras on it, I presume.
Absolutely. And what the Gardaí are saying, it's about changing behaviour. Because people know where they are, it's behaviour changing rather than revenue getting. And the GoSafe vans are always, you know, accused of being, you know, purely for revenue. But this isn't. It's about reducing speed and changing driver behaviour. And these locations have been picked for high collision rates. So, you know, there's a reason why the locations have been chosen.
Galway, Waterford, Wicklow, Donegal, Carlow, Dublin, Mayo, Cork and Limerick. And the details are available everywhere. Now, we've had an election. It looks like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael are going to form the new government. What will it mean for EVs?
Yeah, well, both of them, I suppose, are committing to policies that will boost EV uptake. Both of them are supporting the charging infrastructure. Now, this is going to happen anyway, Pat, because we know there's EU mandates about increasing things like, you know, putting in the every 60 kilometres along the motorway, there has to be high-speed chargers. So this is going to happen anyway. But what Fine Gael are saying is that they will increase the number of publicly available charging points fourfold. This would bring them to nearly 10,000. Also, Fianna Fáil are saying the same thing. Now, they differ slightly in terms of EV grants. Fine Gael are saying they will examine the grant system, but with a particular focus on people who don't have, you know, public transport options. So if you have limited transport options, they would look at, you know, having grants for those people. Whereas Fianna Fáil are saying that they would increase the grant level and link the grant to income earnings. So grants with conditions, basically, Pat, is what we're looking at.
Now, of course, we saw in the previous government, they dropped some of the incentives to buy EVs. And those incentives are still potentially available, you know, cheaper tolling or no tolling at all. No movement on that, I suppose.
No, nothing at all. Interesting, though, Fine Gael are looking at, I mean, obviously imported EVs could be a source of cheap EVs into the market. They're looking at assessing customs duties on imported EVs, review customs duties on second-hand EV imports to make electric vehicles more affordable. Not sure how they're going to do this, Pat, because obviously we don't have any control over customs duties. So that's kind of an interesting one.
Now, meantime, the European motoring industry is in something of a crisis, and the big one, Volkswagen, leading the way.
Yes, so Volkswagen workers are striking in Germany. Now, basically, Volkswagen have proposed a 10% pay cut. They're also going to close three factories. So, I mean, it's hard to see how this is going to be resolved. The union are saying that the cost cutting can be done without having to risk employees. And they're saying that they shouldn't have to bear the burden of what they're calling management failures, including the inability to develop cost effective electric vehicles. Management are saying, look, you know, we have We're 500,000 cars down on where we were in terms of sales pre-COVID. The market is not going back to that. We're facing increasing competition from China. Costs have gone up, obviously, producing EVs, and we just are over. We've an overcapacity in our factories. So, so the strike's occurring at multiple locations, and the next round of negotiations is on December the 9th. But as I said, it's very hard to see how this is going to be resolved.
Now, the question of exports from Europe into places like China, I heard the other morning on our business breakfast show that the top of the range Mercedes car, the flagship, if you like, did not sell one single unit in the month of October in China.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. Both Volkswagen and Mercedes depend quite heavily on the Chinese market, an awful lot more than I think people actually realise. And obviously, the Chinese market has changed and they have moved to their own brands. So they've been badly impacted in Europe and in China. So Mercedes are actually talking about cost cutting as well. Now, they haven't specified exactly how, and they're not talking about job losses at the moment, but a very difficult time for European car makers at the moment.
All right, Gerard, thank you very much. There's one thing I want to talk to you about maybe next week. It's about Norway, which is virtually going to be a carbon-free motor car market within a very short time. And perhaps we can have a chat about that next week. Gerard Herbert, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Get organized with a new Dakota Closet System at Menards. Dakota Closets are versatile and can be installed in any room, from home offices and laundry rooms to walk-in or reach-in closets, and so much more. Use the You Create Closet Planner, available in-store or online, to design a Dakota Closet System that maximizes your space and matches your style. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.